It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's that time of the year when people start clicking the buy button like crazy, but online shopping is still evolving. It used to be all about retailers offering you anything and everything. Then it was about free, fast shipping. But this year, retailers are big on curation, as in forget your holiday shopping list. They've got one for you. Marketplace's Quina Kim reports.
So, Quina, what I'd like you to do is go to Zappos.com.
Galen Hardy is the clothing czar at the online retailer Zappos. I see shoes, watches, outdoor clothing. Where to start?
At the search bar at the top, punch in fashion.
A menu drops down, and Hardy tells me to click on coveted. It's like I've landed in the contemporary designer section at a department store. Zappos is one of many online retailers offering a curated experience. eBay, for example, features curated lists by their top sellers and minor celebrities. Alex Chernoff is a professor of marketing at Northwestern's business school. He says there's a big reason online retailers are curating. People are overloaded.
There's a lot of research showing that when people are presented with more options than they can process, they decide not to choose.
And not to buy, which is the worst possible scenario for any retailer, especially during the holidays. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
Well, the online shopping numbers this year will likely be staggering. Another number from the week was pretty eye-popping. It came from Snapchat, the self-destructing message app. The number was 400 million snaps a day. And it had some tech media wondering if Snapchatters were posting even more photos than are posted every day on big old Facebook. But there were skeptics. One of them, Sam Biddle, who writes for Gawker's tech news and gossip website, ValleyWag. Biddle says the only real source on this number and some numbers like it is, well, Snapchat.
Tech companies are notoriously tight-lipped when it comes to disclosing any kind of internal figures. If it's an app like Snapchat, they won't tell us how many people actually use it. And this is a problem because Snapchat is allegedly worth $3 billion.
That $3 billion figure is reportedly what Facebook offered to buy Snapchat, an offer that was turned down. But back to the original number for a second. What does it really mean?
400 million means something very different depending on who you're asking. So they said that there are 400 million snaps every day. But, you know, what does that mean? And so finally they disclosed that 400 million snaps meant that 400 million people had received a picture.
The key word here is received. See, you can send a photo to a ton of people at once on Snapchat, and the photo may not ever be opened or even looked at. It could exist in Snapchat no man's land. And that's significant because when the company eventually does get valued or bought or go public, its revenue will likely depend on advertisers, and no one wants to advertise on photos that nobody sees. It's Friday, which means time again to play Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy adversary try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. This week, it's a person who draws hilarious pie charts for the website The Hairpin and writes a weekly column for New York Magazine's website. Ann Friedman, you ready to play?
I'm so ready.
Okay, I'm going to start with a number for you. 3 hours.
Let's see. The amount of time it takes to update, some terrible new app in iOS 7.
It's actually the amount of time it would take for Google to earn back the money it has to pay in a settlement for, oops, by mistake, maybe, hacking into Apple's web browser, Safari.
I mean, the old inadvertent hack excuse. I use it all the time.
Oh, that was you? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, whoops.
All right, so you got a number for me?
I do. The number is 20 to 50 photos.
The number of Snapchat photos in any given week that your average teenager will regret sending later when they find out that they're all stored on a server somewhere.
So close, but too conservative. It's actually the number of uploads every day by the average active Snapchat user.
Fair enough. Okay, well, I got another number for you. 50 students.
What are students up to these days? I mean, now I'm just defaulting to other Snapchat answers. The answer is, I don't know. What are 50 students doing?
Building a rocket that launched this week and is currently orbiting planet Earth. You got another number for me?
I do. It's 11%.
Oh. Somehow I already know this is going to make me sad.
11% is the percentage of engineers in the United States who are women.
I knew it was going to make me sad.
Exactly. There was this charming viral ad for a game called, or a product called Goldilocks, which are designed to make girls more interested in engineering. The ad is this amazing sort of Rube Goldberg device. But it's very like charming and interesting. But I was thinking about how, did you have that board game Mousetrap when you were a kid?
Oh yeah, love the Mousetrap.
Me
love
too.
It.
And I am a writer who struggles with basic math, so I'm not sure that a Rube Goldberg device is gonna work. But the ad is awesome, and it's at the very least calling attention to that sad 11% number.
Ann Friedman is a freelance writer who pens a weekly column for New York Magazine's website. Ann, thank you very much.
It was such a pleasure.
You can always play Silicon Tally on our website. We've got an online quiz of awesomeness waiting for you at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.